855-370-3733. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's Live Wednesday edition with Mark,
Dennis,
and Wayne.
That's right. We've got Dennis Goddard from, New Free State Project, NHLA fame.
New Hampshire Capital Access, nhcaptv.com. Absolutely uninteresting unless you really want to get in detail on New Hampshire politics.
That's it. Absolutely, you do have the inside track about New Hampshire politics, and I it's valuable things to know if you're a Free Stater.
And so, I'm from my mother.
What's that?
I'm from my mother.
Aren't we all? So, 855-450-3733. You can call into Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. It is a show about your calls. And it's an interactive program. Also, an interactive website. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can link to stories or to blog posts, whatever makes you happy. Folks will vote it up, vote it down. You can do the same. It's freetalklive.com. Dennis, you brought in some show prep for us, and I think that's awesome that you're gracing us with your presence and bringing things in. And you know, when Wayne's on, we often do a lot of the financial talk here on Free Talk Live because I'm interested in it. I'm just not as good as other folks. So, what do you got?
Yeah, Dennis has got a story on the economic situation, correct, Dennis?
I've been watching this economic situation for the past 2 years, kind of like you watch a storm roll in, and it's so fun when you're prepared and you're, you know, in a nice sheltered place and you can watch the thunderstorm roll in and go, wow, this is violent. This is awesome. It's not so great if you're not protected yet. And
no.
For the millions of Americans who are not. So the Federal Reserve, here's the headline from CNBC.com, Fed's Operation Twist gets mixed reviews in markets. If that isn't the understatement of the of the century, I don't know what it is. While the stock market was less than impressed with the central bank's latest stimulus plan, the bond market was all for it. And why not?
I'm sure the bond market's getting bought up.
Yeah, the bond market's getting free money. They
love long-term debt.
Yes, the Fed announced it would direct $400 billion from the sale of treasuries of 3 years and less in duration and invest it in those with maturities of 6 to 30 years.
Probably 30.
Who on earth is buying 30-year U.S. bonds? The answer is nobody. Nobody's
buying. They're buying them from themselves.
Exactly.
China? Are they still buying them?
No, not at that kind of rate. So over the last about 10, 15 years, it's almost like America is on an arm, you know, an adjustable rate mortgage.
Yeah.
The duration of our bonds that we're able to sell are less and less in the markets. And so the frequency with which we have to go to the well and get some more money keeps becoming more and more frequent, which means we get more and more exposed to interest rate risk. That's exactly what happened to Greece. You've heard of Greece?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I hear the United States has more exposure, actually, per capita than Greece does.
Oh, yeah, we're too big to bail. It's a beautiful thing. It says here, the total was about $100 billion more than expected, and an indication that the twist, which seeks to lower long-term borrowing costs by compressing the yield curve for government debt, was on in a big way.
Compressing the yield curve. Does that make you sound comfortable? I mean, it doesn't sound like we're going to increase production, make more quality products, do a better job, provide service for our customers. It doesn't sound like any of those things.
How about getting
it sounds like voodoo.
Well, how about just getting out of the way and allowing entrepreneurs to produce, where entrepreneurs know what the rules are and they know what the future is going to be. They know what the taxes are going to be like, what the regulations are going to be like 5 or 10 years down the road, so that they're willing to invest in a plant or some equipment.
Because they'd have to cut their spending by at least 43% in order to stick within what they're bringing in. The government would have to cut their 43%. Imagine for a second you had to cut your income by 43%. It's almost impossible to do.
I have.
Yeah. Well, it's tough, especially when you're talking about the government out there. They believe that the world's full of free money.
So here's a key line. Quote, this is about as aggressive as you can be without actually expanding the balance sheet, said Kevin Ferry, president of Cronus Futures Management in Chicago. As aggressive as they can be, meaning this is as free money as they can get without actually saying we're doing QE3.
Yeah.
And they're getting so much heck from the world market because all over the international media, they're talking about the fact that the Fed's free money policy is increasing the cost, is increasing inflation pressures all over the world. You know, China, their minister of finance just a few months ago had this quote. He said that the United States is attacking us with exported inflation. When a diplomat uses words like they're attacking us, this is serious. And this is now nearly a year ago. They've had it. We can't do QE3 because they'll tell you, you know what? You owe us a lot of money, boy, and it's time to start paying up.
Well, when you owe that much money, it becomes their problem. If I owe you $10, it's my problem. But if I owe you $1 million, it's your problem.
This is absolutely what's happening, and it makes you wonder what can China do about it? What is China going to do about it? What kind of emotions does that elicit among China's quote unquote ruling elite about the United States? Is it good for the ruling elite of China to feel that way about the United States? And you know what is going to happen to us, the little people, as a result of the spending mania that has gone on in our government over the past 3 or 4 decades.
Skyrocketing prices of necessities. The toys are going to be cheap. If you want to go out and buy a jet ski or a boat, people are giving those away to get money for the necessities. So the price of food and fuel and things that you need to survive are going to skyrocket. And everything else is going to fall, even in real estate. Why would somebody buy a house?
Talking about China, the one thing that we know is that the Chinese leadership, the one thing they are really concerned about is that there is not unrest in that massive, giant well of people that are still sort of the agrarian, agricultural underclass in China. And nothing will piss them off more than if their food gets expensive because of, well, which is exactly what's happening right now. And so they will do anything they need to, including saying, you know what, the dollars aren't working out. They've already done bilateral deals with Russia. Russia and China now no longer use dollars in their international trade amongst one another.
This is, right, before you go on, this is an extraordinarily important piece of information for the average American. The average American, they believe the dollars are fine and everything's going great. It used to be the United States currency, the dollar, was the world's reserve currency. But now, two of the largest countries in the world, China and Russia, are doing business and they're not doing it in dollars, whereas 3 or 4 years ago, they would have. And the reason that that is happening, people, is because the people that you have elected up to this point have squandered, have lied to you and squandered everything that your children and grandchildren are to inherit. And it's your frickin' fault.
That's right.
Every single time you go to the poll and you've been voting Democrat and Republican again and again, hey, folks, we've been doing this for more than 200 years. It isn't working. And you vote for the same old, same old. Well, should I pick Rick Perry or Mitt Romney? Well, who cares? It's the same guy doing the same crap.
Well, it's a government by the banks for the banks. And so these people at this point are puppets, as far as I'm concerned. And many people are saying this publicly now. But, you know, Dennis, you said something really interesting before about what China was saying, that they were saying that they were being attacked by America exporting their inflation. That's exactly what's happening. And, you know, people in this country always complain about us being attacked by cheap Chinese goods, but they don't realize that the reason why they are is that there's been a policy in this government for at least 20 years now to start deindustrializing and moving the production over in China so they could export inflation. And so they did a very masterful job of exporting inflation for several decades by doing this, but now it's all blowing up.
It's like kiting checks. You know, this is a crime that you do where you take checks, you write it from one bank to the next bank to the next bank in order to sort of keep the money flowing from bank to bank to bank. It works for a couple of weeks. And then the cops come and take you away. And now, admittedly, the United States government, there isn't a cop big enough. You just have to deal with the consequences. And this is the consequences. You can't keep doing the same kind of criminal accounting and expect it to work.
It's just like a farmer, by the way, a farmer who eats a seed corn. Well, our seed corn in this country is our industry, you know, our know-how to manufacture things, high-tech goods. And if we give all that up and we give it away to other countries for a couple billion here or there, then what do we have left?
Ships leave our shores filled with nothing but air and printed dollars, and all the ships come to us filled with inexpensive, ever-increasing quality goods. The time has come for that to end, and it's got the financial world freaked the heck out.
Indeed.
There you go.
Does somebody out there think that it's important to have a fiat currency still so that we can have elasticity in the market? Because I think we've stretched it all out.
Ooh, boy. It snapped in our face.
855-450-3733. Please tell me the bright side. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You know, there's a saying that I have that I really enjoy, and it's this: let emotions subside, and then decide. You know, we all come to times in our life where we have to make decisions. I mean, really, all day long we're making decisions. Some of those decisions are more important than others. But especially if you're having to make a really important decision, you don't want to do it in a time of emotion. I've found out that emotions rise, but then they fall. So if I make a decision when my emotions are up, I'm likely not to want to do what I said I would do when my emotions fall down. Don't let your emotions drive you to take action, but make a wise, godly decision so you can follow through. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line. 855-450-3733. You can go to Free Talk Live. We've got archives there for you. Archives going back until 2006. That's 5 years worth of archives for free at archives.freetalklive.com. Use them when you're mowing the lawn, working out, commuting to the job. Whatever. Archives.freetalklive.com. Have you ever been the victim of an injustice?
Yes.
And then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. Arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts, and it costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And the 40CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. You visit jurisdictionary.com, and you can download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, use the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, and buy the course. You don't have to wait for the course to be delivered to you. You can get instant access online in addition to the 4CD package. It's jurisdictionary.com. Remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out. Let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. Jurisdictionary.com. So, Dennis, bright and sunny days around the corner for the United States?
It is for those people who are properly invested and they don't have their money in the United States.
Let's give them the bad news first, and then we'll tell them how to take care of that.
Okay, so wrapping this up from CNBC.com. About the Federal Reserve's Operation Twist, says, in brief, the market quickly tried to front-run the Fed's operations, which will take place between now and June 2012.
Front-run doesn't sound good.
No. For those looking to the Fed to conduct an actual quantitative easing operation in which, it was said, the central bank tries to stimulate the economy by electronically printing money, the news was disappointing. When the news came out Wednesday afternoon confirming that there would be no balance sheet expansion, the stock market sold off, at first fairly aggressively. The big takeaway for us is, quote, in the struggle to pass meaningful monetary policy actions that would stimulate the economy, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke failed, Jason Shenaker, president of the Prestige Economics in Austin, Texas, said in a note, there is no QE3. These people are really upset that there's no QE3.
Right. We wanted you to print more money.
Yes, we want a new financial bubble to invest in. We demand it.
And our creditors who have their necks on our throats are saying that that's really just not acceptable anymore. So we're in quite a funny place.
So they're going to try to do it by lying.
So the musical chairs game, the music is stopping.
Yeah. They're selling their CDs in hopes of having enough bread to eat for the next week is essentially what's going on, and that, you know, not so good.
And of course, the only thing that's really saving us right now is Europe. The fact that all eyes are on Europe as Europe crashes, that's sort of like taking everyone's attention off of the United States. And a lot of the European diplomats and a lot of the European policymakers are saying, "Well, look, the United States fundamentals are worse than ours."
Yeah, right. What's the problem?
But in all fairness, even though the euro has fallen against the dollar and the dollar is a little bit stronger than usual, it's still the euro is still stronger.
And they're doing the right things. Well, they're at least taking austerity measures. They're cutting back. Their creditors are starting the process of talking about, hey, maybe we have to default and do this honestly now. In the U.S., we're still plugging along full steam ahead.
Yeah, there's no conversation at all like that going on.
Yeah, you know what? The thing that worries me, though, about Europe is that really, as Europe implodes further, they're trying. You're already seeing them try the EU control freaks. They're already saying, see, we need more control. We need more central control of everything political. We need to be able to tax all of you people in Europe. And that's the exact opposite thing they should be doing. They should be decentralizing again instead of trying to centralize. And that's where the real battle is going to be.
Well, the fact that Greece is defaulting leads me to believe that it's going to be so unpopular to give up the national sovereignty, to enter into the fiscal union, which means the one government of Europe. It's just not going to happen. People have a bad taste in their mouths.
Yeah.
This European experiment is going to be a wonderful learning experience for the people of Europe.
Well, there are those who say that the whole EU thing is really just kind of like the Fourth Reich in a sense. It's a financial or economic Fourth Reich, so they're trying to take over all of Europe financially rather than militarily, like Hitler did. Tried.
It's great news for us here in the United States because it means that it's just going to be a sour taste in the mouths of people who otherwise might be able to precipitate some kind of North American Union sort of one currency between us and our what will soon be our wealthy neighbors to the north and the south, particularly to the north. Canada's awesome. They have mining. They have natural resources. They have
oil.
Relatively liberal, meaning free economic circumstances, unlike their socialist neighbors to the south.
Well, and they have the advantage. No, socialist, more like fascist. The United States,
thank you, fascist,
really has essentially created the military for the Western world. You know, the Western nations have these small militaries that, comparative to their spending, are nothing compared to the United States military. And essentially, if there's a problem around the world, they send the United States to go fix that for us, and therefore they can dump their money into silly programs like socialized medicine and stuff like that. So, I mean, which, you know, they're bottomless pits of spending.
And you see the rest of the world, including piece of the world that have socialized medicine, backing away from it and seeing some savings and seeing some austerity. And, you know, austerity is in everyone's lips except the United States, where we can't even cut a few percent off of our projected increase without it literally being an act of Congress that virtually didn't pass, and basically telling all of our lenders, look, we can't even figure out how to get our house in order enough to figure out how to pay you more later.
So, Dennis, you know, you've probably heard this before, too, and I've heard many people say this, that even if they taxed everyone in the Western world at 100%, they still can't pay off all the debts that their government has run up in their name. So what's really going to need to happen, really, is a worldwide bankruptcy, a clearing of all the debt. That's the only way to fix this problem, but the banks don't want to let go of all
that. Right, and there hasn't been a world war, essentially, to do this, because this is how this used to work in the past, is, you know, they go in, they blow everything up, and then they just clear the debt and start all over again.
Well, they redraw a lot of national borders. Look what happened after World War One and World War II. All these countries, like Iraq, which
I'm talking about
several.
The individuals, though. I mean, the people of East Germany, they essentially owned their property. I mean, you know, how would you have even known that was their property? Somebody had to say, oh, yeah, that was theirs. But if the family got killed or something like that, you just went in and took it.
You got to bear in mind, this
true.
Is not worldwide. The saving countries, what are soon to be the rich countries, i.e. what we think of as the developing world, they're going to be okay. They're going to enter a period of unparalleled growth. It's going to be wonderful for these people.
Yeah, just like the United States after World War II, most of Europe was destroyed. So America's industrial base ramped up from military to consumer goods in the 50s, and we had about 20 years of massive prosperity until Japan, Asia, and Europe caught back up again and rebuilt their countries and their industrial base.
This is the claim that war creates prosperity, and World War II really cements that in people's minds, because first there was the Great Depression, then there was World War II, and then things were good financially. That must mean, ergo, quid pro quo or whatever, that if you have a war, that it is good for the economy.
Well, if you kill your competition,
Wrong.
It's good for your economy.
That's what happened. The competition blew each other to kingdom come, and therefore the only place to buy washing machines and cars and all the other things that were going on for 5 or 10 years was the United States.
But that's a zero-sum game, as you fellas know.
Sure.
And I'm more interested, and I'm sure you are too, of a win-win situation where everybody can prosper. And you know, there's a difference between wealth and prosperity in my eyes, because you can prosper without being a billionaire. You can be very prosperous just being an upper middle class or middle class person with real money to buy something.
Right, and that's what I want to talk about when we get back. Is you know, it's been a couple of segments here of everything stinks in the world, and people need to know what they can do about it. And
I'd like to swim.
Free Talk Live, 855 450 free.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 1-855-450-3733. Live Wednesday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Dennis,
and Wayne.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know, they're not that good for your health. They could even kill you. Here's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month just all over the board switching to e-cigarettes. Now, many people have tried e-cigarettes, decided I don't like them because they experienced one, those chintzy, you know, chintzy one made poorly. Vaporsmiths.com has one of the best-made vaporizers on the market today. It has a large vaporizer so that you can get a much bigger hit and
draw. It's called draw.
Draw, to pull, whatever the term is.
Pull, yeah, pull.
I've heard it called a hit off a cigarette, but, you know, whatever. So, you know, already you don't have to deal with the smell or the secondhand smoke or smoke at all. You can do it indoors in most places. There's free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit if you purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. So we really have no excuse at this point. For $69.99, you purchase 40 cartomizers, you get a free starter kit, you get free shipping. I mean, what is this? A carton and a half of cigarettes? I mean, come on! You can start living a better, healthier life and spending far less money on your nicotine habit by just calling 855-2-GET-VAPOR or going to Vaporsmiths.com. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com.
I'm waiting for them to come out with E. Mary Jane.
I think it's out there. It's got to be, right? So, Dennis, the bad news of the world financial situation, most people just kind of listen to it as entertainment on the radio. They don't think it's going to really affect them. But it is. We've already discussed that. What can people do to protect themselves? I mean, on Free Talk Live, we talk about buying gold and silver, and these are easy solutions, no doubt. But And you know, if you want to buy gold and silver, please do so. Check the prices at gold.freetalklive.com. Not only are you probably getting some of the best prices of gold and silver on the internet, but you're going to be helping Free Talk Live in the process. So that way we can continue to broadcast through this dismal economic period that is coming on. What else can one do?
So my super awesome wife, Irina, she introduced me to this whole...
She is super and awesome.
She is both super and awesome. And it really helps my home life when I talk about that on the radio.
She's listening.
Yes.
Is she listening?
I have no idea, but I'll make her listen.
Former president of the Free State Project.
Yes, and awesome. A couple of years ago, she came across a book just browsing through the now-defunct creature called Borders, and it was a book by Mike Maloney called Investing in Gold and Silver. She thought it looked interesting. She picked it up. She read it. I read it. Oh, my God. Our life just kind of changed at that moment, and from since then, I've been reading all kinds of stuff, your Peter Schiff stuff. I just got turned on to Casey Research. There's so much great information out there, and the long and short of it that I kind of come up with is that countries that save a lot will have currency that's worth more. Countries that print a lot and spend a lot will have countries that's worth less.
Currency that's worth less, yep.
And so, you know, the smart thing to do, you know, with gold and silver, what you're ultimately doing is protecting your buying power and in some ways kind of speculating. You're speculating that the United States dollar is going to have a really hard time of it and that there's going to be a lot of volatility and horrible things in the world, and yeah, by all means. And, you know, silver is something that everybody can afford. Anybody can put away enough dollars a month to get a couple of silver coins a month. And so that's a great thing.
Right. I mean, an ounce of silver at this point is about $40. And if you put a little premium for shipping and all that other stuff, you'll probably $50 or something like that. I mean, the average, I'm not saying that's the best way to buy. I think the best way to buy is probably going to gold.freetalklive.com and purchasing 20 silver pieces.
Yeah. So then your shipping cost is spread amongst more coins.
Yes. That way you're handling it. But, you know, hey, you've got to put something away.
And, you know, important things for people to know are, number one, bonds are toxic. They're a horrible thing because bonds are a promise to pay you a certain amount of dollars in the future. And, and guess what? Dollars going worthless means bonds are worth nothing.
They're devaluing at a rate that they're lying about the inflation rate in general. I've heard the shadow inflation rate is somewhere between 9 and 13%.
That's right.
Frightening. That means that you know, next year your dollar is going to be worth 9/10 of what it was this year.
And we go through spurts where maybe a 2 or 3 month period where they create so much money that the annualized rate is much higher than that, but then they'll shut the spigot off for a couple months, but it still ends up by the end of the year being well over what they report. But during periods of inflation like this, they usually refer to bonds as certificates of confiscation because you're really losing. Because look at the interest rate on a 3-year bond right now. It's ridiculous. There's no way you're going to get your buying power back from that.
That's right. You know that you're losing money, and it's just you pray that you're only losing a certain amount and not more. But, you know, you can't judge when the big bubble is going to pop. You don't know exactly when dollars are suddenly going to become everyone's least favorite friend. So I'm totally bought into the notion, the sort of Peter Schiff notion, if you will, that the places to invest are gold miners, silver miners, and just commodities in general. Basically, companies that are in emerging markets, so-called emerging markets, what I call saving markets, markets where they actually have savings, like Brazil and Australia and China and, you know, the entire Pacific Rim.
I've been hearing bad things about China, too, though. I mean, like, that they're certainly in a building bubble.
Well, here's the way I look at China. You know, you can have a guy that uses cocaine and has got, say, a $300 a week cocaine habit but makes, you know, $250,000 a year. Cocaine's really bad for your body, and he's wasting money, but he's going to be okay. And then you can have a guy who is maybe making $10 million a year, but his favorite sport is jumping in front of cars while he's drunk, okay? You know, so if the United States is that guy who's got the $10 million, but his favorite sport is jumping in front of barreling trucks and he can't even, you know, speak properly, you know, China, yes, there's going to be some problems, there's going to be some adjustments, they're never going to be as wealthy as they could be, but they're already arguably a more capitalist society in many ways. It's much easier for a small-time entrepreneur to start selling sandwiches out of their house and just collecting a little money.
Right. They don't hassle you up to a certain level. And as a matter of fact, they really don't hassle Chinese businesses very much either.
They only hassle
the foreign businesses that they're after.
In China, they say that they only really hassle you if you criticize the government.
It's a scary thing. It's scary for me to be completely convinced that the next 50 years are going to be owned by a horrible authoritarian government because they're going to have all the money in the world. But you know what? That's the deal. That's where we're at.
And that's what Americans, I mean, because people want to blame it on the government, and I do blame it on the government. because I individually don't have much control over it. But many people want to blame this on the government. But frankly, these are the results of Americans turning over what they had as far as their sovereignty to political figures. They, you know, vote in these same people over and over again. They let the government grow. And, I've got to say that this is the chickens coming home to roost. Yes, now there's going to be a socialist, tyrannical nation running the world, and this is what the United States was all worried about, and it probably won't go down without a fight, by the way, and by a fight I mean some kind of terrible battle against this socialist nation. And I don't know. I mean, this just seems like the inevitability to me. And the average person just needs to stay out of these people's way.
Well, this country has got this savior complex where every 4 years we have a new presidential election and a certain percentage of Americans think their guy is the new savior. And then 4-8 years later, there's another guy who's the new savior. And it's just like having two pimps on the corner and having a prostitute going...
First we had a cocaine analogy, now we got a pimp analogy. Yeah, go ahead.
That's because it's libertarian, baby.
That's right. And so it's just a matter of how you want your eyes blackened, as far as I'm concerned.
Is this the economic pimp slap? Is that what's going to happen? So, Dennis, the suggestions you have here are gold miners, silver miners, buy bullion, if you don't know anything about that. Is that basically where you're suggesting to go?
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, I have a 401k plan with my employer, and that's great. It's before taxes, this and that. And I didn't have a lot of choices, but what I was able to do was take everything and put it in their emerging markets fund.
Mm-hmm.
So things like that is simple things that anyone can do.
Now, a lot of people say, well, gold miners, silver miners, those sound great. What does that practically mean for a person? What would they do? Go to Ameritrade or E-Trade or something like that, open an account and buy...
Sure. And you know, I'm not sure I want to give, like, financial advice on the radio, but, you know, do a little research, and there are good firms that you can go to, and, you know...
Can you say what you've bought?
I've bought GDX, which is a gold miner's ETF. I've bought some highly speculative leverage stuff because I don't think it's speculative. I know the dollar's going to crash.
Free Talk Live.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We've got Dennis Goddard here from New Hampshire Liberty.
NHCapTV.com.
NHCapTV.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI is a big supporter of Free Talk Live. Their banner is the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Now, Dennis, you also apparently there's some kind of action being taken against the governor here in New Hampshire, and I'm kind of interested here in what's going on.
Okay, there's a state representative named Steve Valancourt in New Hampshire who, you know, the first time I ever went to the New Hampshire State House and observed what was going on in the big voting gallery and stuff, there's this one guy that got up and gave this speech about the evils of straight ticket voting and how it's going to bring about the demise of Western civilization, that these people come in and they just vote the R, they vote the D, and it's, you know, it's horrible and evil. And he was going on and really, really going off, and I thought, wow, this guy's serious. It turns out that he is a very outspoken member of the legislature.
How long has he been a member there?
It's been more than a dozen years. I know that he has won re-election as a Republican, as a Democrat, and as a Libertarian.
Oh, my. Yeah, and by the way, I think New Hampshire's the only state that's ever had a Libertarian legislature elected.
I know that there have been at least two individuals who have won state rep with an L by their name in New Hampshire.
Yes.
And that it's virtually impossible to do so, and both of them say, never even try that because you won't win because of things like straight ticket voting, which I don't believe we have anymore in New Hampshire, thanks to certain efforts.
Well, by that you mean you can't just click a box that says R or click a box.
Yeah, you have to go on each person and say, I want this one.
Check it, I should say.
That's good.
So we had a great legislative victory, one of many, in the state of New Hampshire recently, in which it was a stand-your-ground bill. Basically, the bill said that you have a right to use deadly force to defend yourself any place that you have a right to be. And for those of us who believe in self-defense, it's a good thing.
Right, and also, a lot of people are scared of this particular bill, but it's been in place in Florida for 2 years now, and it's not like there's a rash of killings going on there. You know, all you have to do is say that you were threatened. and you kill somebody. Now, it's not like it's happening that way. I mean, most people don't want to kill people, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
This bill is intended so that a good person defending themselves or others is not thrown in jail. And there was actually a situation that was, essentially a guy got in big trouble for, was defending his land or something?
I believe he was defending his home. I know that life, liberty, property is actually said in our New Hampshire Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that you learn, and that I've learned going to the State House in New Hampshire and observing what goes on there, some of the worst bits are when bureaucrats come and testify to the elected representatives.
Right. But you'll have, for instance, the police union shows up to testify on a bill, or, the DOT will come and testify. Well, I want to have these people, their opinions or whatever on this, but is it fair that I have to take a day off work? Because that's how the business works there in Concord. If I'm going to go testify, I just wash that day. And there's not a single one of them that's on a Monday or a Friday when I have sort of a half day. It's always going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, which is the money day as far as doing my advertising. So I've got to take off one of the big days of the week, drive an hour and a half or whatever to Concord, sit there so I can testify for 4 minutes in front of these folks when you know they're not listening to me because they've already made up their mind on how they're going to testify, and then I drive the hour back. Don't forget the parking ticket I get every single time, and it's a big pain in the butt. These public officials, they take their they get the free parking, they get paid to do it, probably time and a half, and it's really frustrating. The legislators sit there with bated breath listening to what the head of the police chief's union's going to say.
Well, with respect to that, so this Representative Valancourt, who by and large, I'd say it's one of the good guys, despite his having the wrong letter, in my opinion, by his name. He has a little mini newsletter that he sends to a large number of people, including all of the state reps and a lot of the media. And in one of his recent alerts, he says, House overrides governor's gun veto bill. He says, quote, "When I saw police advocating, another word for lobbying, against SB 88 relative to physical force in defense of a person with such passion, I wondered whether this was proper. The more I researched the matter, the more I suspected this was either improper in the case of Manchester Police Chief David Mara, or perhaps downright criminal." He's written a letter to the mayor of Manchester. The attorney general expressed these concerns. And basically, in what he's saying, and I don't need to go into great detail, he's asserting that the chief of police of the largest city in the state, who appeared on Channel 9 in the role not of a law enforcement officer, but in the purely legislative role of lobbying against a bill.
In uniform?
Yes, they always turn out in uniform. The Brotherhood always turns out in uniform.
Absolutely.
He says, "I was under the impression that the department heads in Manchester were not allowed to testify or advocate for any legislation unless the city had taken a position on the bill. Since you say this policy does not exist, perhaps it is time to consider such a policy." The long and short of it is, this state representative is pretty much saying he's had enough. He's had enough of paid bureaucrats on the clock or just showing up in their full regalia and attempting to act as legislators when, in fact, it's the last thing they should be doing. They're supposed to be working for the people.
Right. And, the cops will say, well, I've got to follow the law, and, that I'm just here to enforce the law and la, la, la. But somehow or another, they feel that they have an input on putting it together. And I don't know. I mean, that doesn't make much sense to me. But I think their opinion is worth something. But they should have to take off work like I do. You know what? Hang up your uniform. You don't see me coming into the legislator's office wearing my volunteer fireman's turnout gear. Look at me. I'm a fancy fireman. What I've got to say is important. I don't do any of that. It's not, they don't give us some kind of uniforms at my fire station. It wouldn't make any sense. Badges for firemen and stuff like that.
But it's somewhat of a conflict of interest because basically they're saying, the policeman is saying, the chief of police, yes, we do need those dozen bazookas. Please give them to us. We need the money for those.
Yeah, they're always getting stuff rolled out, military gear from, things like that. So, And is he going to file a lawsuit, or is there anything?
Well, in this case, he has a specific chapter and verse of the state law, which he says Chief Mara is in apparent position of breaking the law, chapter 15:5, which refers to prohibited activities, and it states in part, No recipient of a grant of state funds may use the state funds to lobby or attempt to influence political activity or contribute funds to any entity engaged in these activities. So there's sort of a formal accusation there that's gone off to our attorney general and to everyone else that the representative could contact that basically would, if taken up sufficiently, put an end to this sort of activity. And, you know, the one thing that is really cool about going to the New Hampshire legislature and seeing some of these committees where there are free staters, multiple on some of the committees, in some cases in positions of great power,
yes.
Like the chair of the committee. They're the ones who, when a paid bureaucrat comes up and speaks, they really are so not impressed. They are so not swayed.
I should mention something that's, I think, unique to New Hampshire, but I don't know. Maybe it isn't. Lobbyists have to wear, like, the orange badge of shame in order to even step into the state house. There is a badge that says lobbyist, and it is emblazoned in orange on their chest.
Good for them.
And Hunter's orange. And it's really kind of amusing, and it shows to some extent the
populism.
The nature of the personality of the state house in New Hampshire, much more so. I mean, this is the freest state in the union, as rated by the Mercatus Center twice now. I think it's almost beyond doubt at this point.
Highest quality of life.
Right, and as a result, we enjoy all kinds of superlatives.
Economy.
Right, all kinds of superlatives that you don't have in your state.
Lowest unemployment rate.
Supposedly, your legislators are trying to protect you, and as a result, they're flushing your children's futures down the toilet. And these, it just gives an idea of what these folks are thinking about lobbyists and what they think about lobbyists by making them wear a tag. And to me, it's just one more, point in favor of New Hampshire. Wasn't Steve Valancourt doing something else, too?
Oh, this is kind of, Representative Valancourt is really famous in New Hampshire for being a political prognosticator. He can sort of foresee elections and how they're going to turn out. He really follows these things just like a hawk. He predicted that the Republicans would lose their control a year solid before anyone thought that was possible. And, of course, the Democrats then had control for 4 years. But his prognostication is that if the former candidate for Libertarian governor of the state of New Hampshire, John Babiarz, if he were to run as a Republican, he says that that person would clean up and become our next governor.
Well, that'd be a good thing to see, if he's willing to run as a Republican. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. When I started Samuel Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. I know people need help when pursuing a great idea. That's why we started Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help people get their small businesses off the ground. When you enjoy the unmistakable taste of a Boston Lager, a beer that started in my kitchen, know you're helping someone else chase their dream. I'll drink to that.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.